time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
This station presents Real American Heroes.
Real American Heroes.
Today we salute you, Mr. Guy who's turning into his father.
Mr. Guy who's turning into his father.
When you were a kid, you swore you'd never turn out like your old man. But now that you have kids, it turns out you swear just like your old man.
You lousy kids, clean up this.
Sure, you want your kids to think you're hip and happening, but still find yourself screaming, "Turn down that awful jungle music for crying out loud!"
And you don't care how you dress.
You've had that members-only jacket for 25 years.
Even the Goodwill doesn't want it.
So the next time you find yourself saying, "Back in the good old days," or "This must be the new man," look in the mirror, ignore your nose hair, and say hello to Mr. Guy who's turning into his father, a real American hero.
Mr. Guy is turning into his father.
Come here, boy. Pull my finger.
Get ready for the best morning show on any kind of radio. Broadcasting live from the palatial studios of LA Talk Radio, get ready for Sam and Kara in the morning. Give Sam and Kara a call at 323-203-0815. And now, here are your hosts, Sam and Kara.
Good morning and welcome to Friday. It's August 6th and we're ready for the weekend. You look to me like you're very ready for the weekend.
Do I?
Yeah.
I am.
Whatever that means.
I don't know what it is. So I rolled out of bed like I normally do today.
Uh-huh.
You know, yesterday's makeup on and yesterday's clothes. I literally rolled on the floor.
The usual. Okay.
The usual cocktail. And I'm like, I need to put on some clothes and I have a lot of laundry I've got to do. I hate doing laundry. And I found this blue dress that's just way too long. It's a dress that goes down to my middle of my calf, close to my ankles.
Mm-hmm.
I don't wear it that
often.
Not
your style, huh?
It just doesn't look good on me.
No.
But it's one of those things that just kind of hangs there, takes up closet space. I was like, oh, not today. So I took it out and I just held the whole dress in one hand and cut right underneath my hand.
Really?
And that's what I'm wearing right now.
It's cut? Let me take a look at that. Is it cut, really?
Yeah. It doesn't look bad, though.
Oh, yeah. It looks pretty good. Can't tell it's cut.
Pretty cool, huh?
Wow.
Yeah, it's a little bit.
So what were you doing with the long dress anyway?
I mean, it was a pretty elegant summer dress, but it just didn't look nice on me.
It's just
not my style. It doesn't look good on me.
Not your style.
Uh-uh.
Okay.
Yeah, it just looked kind of like, you know, I don't know, very sister wives, very like, you know, that polygamist colony look, you know. I should have just had my unibrow and like big bangs.
Yeah.
That's mean.
So did you catch up with the week? Do you realize it's Friday today?
I realize it's Friday. I'm ready to get going.
Yeah.
What are you guys doing this weekend?
Yesterday,
let us know.
You thought it was Wednesday. Remember?
I did. So I literally lost a day. I lost a day, but I'm ready to make up for it this weekend.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'm going to do some fun stuff, I think.
Really?
Yeah, you know, I think I feel the beach in the future.
Oh, there is a beach in your future.
I feel like there's a beach, a couple hikes and runs. I'm doing coffee with a couple friends.
Mm-hmm.
Might go out and see some music. Hear some music.
You see, you know how to have fun because you make fun out of little things.
Oh,
For me, it's like, unless it's like major, it doesn't excite me at all.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Like going to meet somebody for coffee?
Oh, well, that's cool.
That's
fun.
Yeah,
that would be cool, yeah.
What about going to dinner or hiking? You don't hike.
Those are cool, but, you know, I mean, it's common. It's not, you know.
Yeah, but it's just fun.
There's nothing in L.A. really that excites me, you know.
Well, I think this is going
to
sound
mean. Because I need to check out things. Yeah.
You do. You do need to check out things. It might be that you're not exciting.
Oh, I see.
And I'm not trying to be mean, but think about this. Just go with it for a second.
Mm-hmm.
People, and it could happen to anybody. You kind of get into a place where you're always looking at a different perspective, so you're missing all the other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So nothing appeals because it's not what you're looking for.
Right.
But if you kind of change the dial of the way you look at life, you can see things fresh.
Yeah, but like I told you, I've lived here for many years, and there's nothing really that excites me.
Yeah, but there's a lot you don't do.
But I got to do new things.
Like, you know? If I were to go, Sam, you're hanging out with me this weekend, I took you to all the places I went.
Yeah.
You'd be like, yeah, this is fun. Because sometimes I get in a rut where I do the same things, and then I'll hang out with somebody that's going downtown L.A., and I never go downtown. I sometimes go to downtown L.A., but it's a lot of fun.
Yeah. Plus, we got to start going out more at night, you know? I mean, we went out a couple times this week.
How you feel?
Hollywood.
You feel good?
And, yeah, it's different, you know, to see the Hollywood scene and that, you know. And so we went last night to see a performance of one of our hosts here. She's a musician. She came out with a new CD. And her music is sort of like country folk, you know.
Oh, okay, cool. And I like that sound.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. So we went to Hollywood. But you know what occurred to me? I mean, the parking is $10.
Mm.
It was $20 for us to get in.
Are you serious?
$10 each.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And just a couple of drinks, and it's like $50.
That's why
how can people afford to do this?
When I do shows in L.A. where I want my friends to come out, like there's certain shows I'll do, and I won't invite my friends. Or if they want to come, they can come, but I won't let people know because it's too expensive. It's like if it's on the strip somewhere, it's $20 to park, $10 to get in, 2-drink minimum.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like my friends know I'm funny.
Yeah.
I'm not going to ask them to go spend $60 to come support
me. That's a lot of money, you know?
Yeah.
If you do it several times a week, man, I mean, you've got to be
There's
rich.
Certain venues that you can do that are great. I mean, you know, like the Hollywood Improv, the parking situation is great because there's street parking and valet parking.
Mm.
It's not that crowded. That, you know, the cover's usually not that expensive. It's, you know, very reasonable.
Right.
But there's other places that are like, you know, ridiculously expensive, and you're like, oh, I can't even.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how people do that, but
I went to the Comedy Store a lot, and I'd have friends come out. That was ridiculous.
Yeah, but it's such a different scene from the Valley here.
Well, the Valley's not really a scene. It's a livable residential place,
family place.
Yeah,
yeah,
and it's, you know, pretty basic.
So are you actually in Hollywood where you live?
Like, really? I walk all over that area.
Really?
Yeah. I live in a little bit cooler place, if I do say so myself. It's further, a little further east at the foothills. So, you know, when you go over Highland or Cahuenga or whatever, you actually go left going east.
Right.
You start to get into what they call Franklin Village.
Right.
And there's Beechwood Canyon, and there's all these really cool canyons. And I live right there.
I see.
And I can, like last night we went out to Bird's right by my house. I just walked there.
Right. You told us about that. It's a bar, right?
Yeah, it's really fun. It's a bar/restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
So it's more, it's kind of a mix. But it's a cool local place, but it's a pretty big local dive. It's not too much of a hole in the wall.
Yeah.
It's got its own scene.
So what do you spend on average when you go out?
It just depends who I'm with.
I see. Okay.
No, I mean, like, I can't spend a lot right now. So, I mean, if I go out, I'll usually just buy one drink.
Mm.
Or if I'm with a man, it's a little different.
With a man, it's different. Men have deep pockets, right?
Well, it depends on. But, I mean, I have guy friends that buy me drinks and stuff like that. But I don't have to slam the drinks, you know. I don't need to go out and have, like, 5 million drinks.
Right.
You know.
They're expensive, man.
They are expensive.
You know? I mean, just for beer, we paid, like, $6-7 last night.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. That's a lot of money.
So gross. So wrong.
Yeah.
I don't like beer either. No, you know, one or two drinks when I go out. But usually, I don't do that every night, you know?
Yeah.
And, I'll go out with friends, and sometimes they'll pick up a drink for you or...
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know, just not all the time.
Not all the time.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
It's expensive.
Yeah, it is.
And I don't I would rather buy some cheap-ass wine from Trader Joe's, drink that, and then walk wherever I'm going, you know, and be like, I'm Ray, party people. Cost me $1.99, two-bag check.
Yeah. Well, that's cool.
And some places, I mean, happy hours are the really way to go.
Yeah.
In LA, they have so many fun at happy hours.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just go online, look at happy hours, and that's what you want to do.
Yeah.
It makes it like normal price. Because LA drinks are too expensive. But if you go to the happy hours, it makes it like normal price.
Yeah.
Like there's some places you get margaritas for $2.50 on happy hour.
Yeah. But, you know, I mean, they're not only expensive here. I think they're expensive everywhere. When we were in Vegas, I told you, it was $15 a drink.
Vegas is different. Texas, come on now. $2 for a beer.
Yeah, well, Texas.
Yeah, I mean, Texas is cheap-ass drinks.
Texas doesn't count.
Well, I'm just saying there's a lot of places where it's, like, cheap to drink.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure there's some places here that are cheap. But they're probably not the ideal places where you'd go.
I don't know. I mean, if you're going to go, like, the W Hotel or things like that, you're going to spend money. If you're in Hollywood, you're going to spend money.
Right.
I think you have to go to offbeat and fun places, but it's fun to discover those little hole in the walls.
I guess it is, yeah.
Yeah, real fun happy hours, and you don't spend a whole lot. It's always half off.
Yeah.
Or really good deals. That's the way to do LA, people. Happy hour. It makes it normal. You're not spending $13 on a beer. You know?
Yeah, that's a lot of money.
Yeah.
So anyway, so we were there, and it was a great venue. It's kind of small. And, you know, so the small ones, it feels like it's full, you know, because there's, it's not as sparse. And so they played some music there. We got a couple drinks, and she was happy that we were there.
That's sweet.
And it was pretty cool, yeah. You know, she plays the guitar. She's got a band. She's from Nashville.
Yeah.
Nashville, Tennessee.
I like that kind of sound, like a folk kind of country.
Yeah.
Yeah, not too super country, though.
Yeah, it's not my cup of tea, you know, but
you
I guess you
it.
Can always... You can always sit back and enjoy it. It's music, after all.
Yeah. Yeah. What is what kind of band would you like to go see?
Huh, I don't know. You know who we saw there was Kurt Smith from Tears for Fears.
Oh, really?
And I recognized him because he was on the station once. We have a picture of him.
Oh, wow.
And, yeah, so we saw him there. You know, Dina says, isn't that him? And I looked. I said, first I said, what would he be doing here?
Well, it's kind of a cool venue.
Yeah. But, so then I looked and I said, sure enough, it's the guy having a cigarette out there.
Well, he's kind of like well, I think Hotel Cafe is like a really staple LA place for singer-songwriters.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah, it's a really good venue to kind of do your thing and kind of showcase.
Yeah. See, I don't know anything about
it. So she
Hollywood,
picked a good spot to have her release party or whatever.
Right, yeah. She released her new CD.
That's good.
Yeah. If you guys want to listen to Kelly, she's on Sundays at 7, Music on Tap. And she always has independent artists and things like that. Maybe you should go there.
Sure, I'll check it out.
Yeah, I'll tell her to bring you in sometime.
Book me, baby. Book me.
Book you.
Book
with
me,
some
baby.
Music.
Yeah, I've got a fun festival coming up in Northern California.
Yeah.
I told you about that, right?
No.
They heard me on the radio and they invited me on.
Are you serious?
Uh-huh. It's in October. It's called Joshua Fest. Check it out, people.
Uh-huh. So they want you to what? To sing there?
Uh-huh. Bring my guitar.
Really?
I'm gonna get some musicians and.
And how do they know you sing by listening?
Well, I mean,
to the
just
radio.
By listening to the radio, and then I talk about it, and then checked out my MySpace, I guess.
Ah,
yeah.
So you're getting famous.
I don't know about all that, but it's funny because it's actually it's like loosely Christian, the festival, but it's not like churchy.
Right.
But it's generally a little bit more of like a Christian.
I like
artist.
The word churchy.
I don't like the word. Well, I like what it means, but I mean, I don't like what it means. But it's it's not that
churchy.
Like stifling church kind of thing. It's
right,
more just like spiritual and, you know, Christian background and stuff. But I had actually heard about this festival a couple years back, how it was really kind of alternative and fun and Northern California, and it's like kind of like a Warped Tour type vibe.
Yeah.
And I had heard that it's really cool to check it out. So the guy actually contacted me. He's a really cool, faithful listener to LA Talk Radio. And what was funny is I was like, are you sure you want? I mean, even though I'm a Christian, it's like, I'm like, I kind of have a bad mouth on the radio. You know,
yeah.
I could be a little dirty on the radio. Do you really want me to come to the show?
Uh-huh.
He was like, yeah, you're real.
Yeah.
You're real. I was like, okay, I'm there.
So where in Northern California is it?
Let me look it
Sacramento
up.
Sacramento
right
or something?
I think somewhere up there, you know.
Wow,
it's,
that's far. Is he going to pay for your flight?
I think I'm going to go up there with some friends and make a road trip out of it.
A road trip? Do you know how long it takes you to get there?
Oh, it's like 8 hours. But I've driven up the PCH with a convertible one time. It's beautiful. Have you ever done that?
Yeah, but a PCH is not as fast as if you took the freeways.
No, but you do it
it's
for
scenic,
an experience. Like, I think I'm
right.
Having, yeah, like, I think what I'm
it's
doing.
It's a scenic trip, but there's no way you're going to get to, you get to San Francisco in 8 hours going on Pacific Coast.
Well, the whole idea would be to make it a really fun time, and I think I'm having friends fly in, and we're going to do a road trip. So it's going to be a lot of fun. So it's in Plymouth, California.
Plymouth?
Yeah.
I don't know where the hell it is.
I don't either. But, you know, there's always a way to look
at it. So when is it taking place?
It's October the 24th.
Uh-huh.
22nd through the 24th.
Well, maybe I'll make a special trip up there.
You
want to
come?
Yeah, well... I guess it's just a little farther from seeing you in Hollywood, right?
Yeah, well, you should take your chance. You had a chance. yeah, I don't know. Let's see where this place is.
It doesn't matter. It's fine.
Whatever. I don't know either.
Yeah.
Anyway, my friends, I hope everybody's got some fun plans this weekend and doing some crazy things. I definitely am going to get my crazy on. The fun crazy, not the crazy crazy.
Sounds good.
definitely fun, crazy.
So did you hear that Rosie O'Donnell gets her own show on the Oprah Channel?
That makes sense. She's the one that won the competition.
Oh, yeah?
No, I'm just kidding. She should have her own show. I mean, she's awesome.
Yeah. She used to be on The View, right?
She used to be on The View, and then she had her own show, obviously, the Rosie
O'Donnell.
She
had her own show before that.
She's hysterical, yeah. And she's just a cool, cool, cool woman.
Yeah. You see, I didn't like her later in her years, but I remember she was... There used to be a show on VH1 called Comedy...
That's just...
Stand-up... something like that. I don't know. But... So she would be like the host for that show, and that's how I knew mm-hmm. her first. I knew, you know, and it was from the Ice House.
Oh yeah.
And it was a pretty cool show. Yeah, they would showcase all the famous comedians.
Oh,
and
really?
Stuff. Yeah. So she was like a nobody back then. Mm. Nobody knew her.
Yeah. Well, that's how it always starts off. Nobody knows.
Like
you.
In the 90s, I think, in the early 90s, and then she became this big thing, you know, with her.
Well, you know, radio. Joy Behar, right, from
right.
The View. Like mm-hmm. she started off in her 50s.
Really?
She or something like that, like late mm-hmm. 40s or something, and now she's in her 60s.
Really?
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
It just takes a vision. You can't.
Does she look like she's in her 60s?
No.
She looks younger.
She looks
she?
A lot younger.
Yeah.
She looks very vibrant. She's mm-hmm. funny as hell.
Yeah.
You know, it's so interesting. I met with a friend of mine. Recently, a guy comic, and we were just chatting it up, and you know, it's an interesting path being out here because, and I don't really know if you can relate to this, Sam, because you do have, even though you're in the entertainment, kind of somewhat in the entertainment industry, you're not like really living that life because
right.
you're married, and you know, you've got, it's still somewhat of a normal job.
Right.
It's creative, but it's normal, right? But I think when you, you know, pack up everything you have and you move out with the goldfish to go pursue your dream, and that's what you're on, you kind of come to several forks in the road throughout your time. And I'm sure that happens in everyone's life, but it's what I'm talking about specifically to this type of pursuit is that you feel like, you know what, you've got something in your heart, there's something you have to pursue, and you're willing to do it at all costs. You're willing to sacrifice this, not have that, boom, 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 because you believe that there's some place you're going and that you don't know when, you don't know how, but you know you're going to get there.
Right.
Okay. But then there's times when it starts to get really hard and it starts to get a little thin,
uh-huh.
and you're like, you know what, maybe I want to go, you know.
Get a regular job.
Or not just that. Maybe I want to go live somewhere and mow a lawn and, you know, plant a flower and have a child and,
yeah.
you know. But then I'm like, I don't know if I could really do that for more than like a year
yeah.
or 6 months.
You're not ready for it yet. That's what it
well,
is.
Well, it's kind of weird because I feel like I'm at a fork in the road where, you know, I'm really having to ask those deeper questions of, you know, I'm trying not to divulge too much, but I don't think the person's listening. But there's somebody that I was involved with for a long time. I've referred to this person a lot, and we're really close still. And you know, everything's still there. You know, the love is still there. Even after 10 years of knowing this person, it still feels like, you know, the real deal.
Mm.
Not just physical, not just whatever. It just feels like this person is there. They're the real deal.
Right.
And they would do, like, anything for me, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That kind of value on the human, you know? Anyway, so I'm kind of at this fork in the road where I know that we could kind of merge together on some levels. But I also, and I don't think, honestly, to be honest with you, this is what I think. I don't think I'm going to meet anybody as good as this person, as good to me as this person is, and as wonderful as this person is. I don't really think I'm going to meet anybody like and have that kind of connection in this lifetime again, is what I feel. Mm-hmm. However, I don't know if I can go and get married and have that life with that person
mm-hmm.
at the expense of my dream.
Right.
And then I'm like, okay, well, if I don't do this, then that means I'm probably going to just be single forever.
Nah, that's an extreme.
It is extreme,
but
you do you know what I mean?
You can never say never. I mean,
you know
tomorrow
you're right. I'm not. Yeah,
someone.
But I mean, like, I kind of feel. You know what I'm talking about? Not just I'll meet people and date.
Right.
But
you just think it's a soulmate? Is that what?
Kind of like that, like
right.
the deeper stuff, the real deep kind of the feeling of this is somebody that I love so much, and I know that they love me, and I know that there's that. I mean, you know, he would do anything for me pretty much, you know,
right.
90%. Some stuff he won't do, like he won't wax his chest, but that's fine. Anyway, I'm like, we need to work on that.
I don't blame him, yeah.
Yeah, he's like, I'm a man. I'm like, well, yeah, but this is a little too much. Can we take it down a bit? Anyway, he's amazing, amazing, amazing guy. And I'm kind of like, it's just so difficult because I'm trying to get him to come out here.
Mm-hmm. And he won't.
It's not that he won't, but he's not ready to do it now.
Right.
And it's kind of an open-ended idea. And I feel kind of this weird, like if we get together, I'm going to fall into this whole housey, homey thing, and it's comfortable.
Right. Plus, you know, you have this dream, this fantasy in your mind. You don't know which way it's going to turn out. But, of course, you got to take chances and so forth.
Yeah.
You know? But you're still young. I mean, you haven't met a lot of, you know. I mean, my wife, I met her when I was 45 years old, my second wife.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, if I had given up on that and trying to find someone, I would have probably settled for someone else. Now, I'm not saying that for you it's settling with him.
No.
Because, you know, or
no,
settling
he's a great,
for him.
He's an amazing person.
Right.
I just wonder if I'm ever going to be, like, able to have that life is what I'm saying.
But.
But you know what I mean?
Of course
because
you will. I mean,
I don't know.
To sit there and worry about it.
No, I'm not worried. I just feel a sense of like, this person's here. This person, 10 years later, it's still there.
Yeah. You know what?
You
I
can't
think
ignore.
If it's meant to be, it'll happen later. But, you know, you're busy. You know, like you said, you know, don't let anything distract you from your goal. And, you know, you came here, you invested time, you invested years, effort, and so forth. And you might just... You know, resent the fact that you settled down because it stopped you from doing what you wanted to do. So, you know, if I were you, I would just sit still and sit tight, rather, and just see what happens. You know, if it's meant to be, it'll happen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but I mean, that's my advice. You know, at the same time, I can understand maybe you're feeling that you really want to be in a relationship and you're missing
that. Not a relationship, but he's different. You know, it's one of those like... This is an extremely special person. Mm-hmm. It's not one of those just, oh, it's fun and I care about him and he's cute.
Right.
It's the real deal. You know, and it's till there's somebody that will be there on your deathbed type person. Mm. That kind of thing.
Yeah.
You know?
So do it. Do it. What can I tell you? You know, if 'cause you seem to have convinced yourself already.
No, it's more of like, I kind of feel like if I'm not with this person, you know, I really don't, and you're right, I don't know, I don't have a crystal ball, I don't know what's going to happen, but I kind of, I don't know, I just feel like as a woman pursuing this kind of industry and being, you know, yeah, I'm still young, but, you know, I'm going through, obviously I'm still a woman, you go through all these different changes and these forks in the road, and you're like, wow, I'm really kind of in a place now where I am having to make decisions.
Right.
You know what I mean? Where you're kind of going, okay, am I going to keep putting this off? Boom, 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 because I'm still sold out to what I believe in this area.
Right.
And it's kind of a weird path. I mean, I'm not saying I don't like it because I mean, I couldn't see myself never not doing what I do.
Mm-hmm.
And even if I never make it huge, I can't see myself ignoring it and living some other person's life where, you know, I can't see myself doing that. But at the same time, you kind of go, wow, there's things that you just don't, you're missing out on.
Right, right.
That other people my age are doing, you know.
Now, do you feel you want to spend the rest of your life with this person? Is that what you're feeling?
I feel like I want this person in my life. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Okay.
I don't want this person in my life if it means that I have to completely give up everything.
Mm.
I think I'd rather be single. That's what I'm saying.
Right.
Not that I would have to be single. I'm just saying if I
And that's where you're at right now.
Yeah. But it's hard because it's still a hard decision to make where you're like...
Right.
And not that he's making me make it, but it's kind of a situation of, you know, he's very planted in Texas...
Mm-hmm.
And he really is doing well there, and he just doesn't think about, you know, moving out here.
Right.
And then, you know, I talk about, well, coming back there temporarily, and then...
And what would you do there if you went back?
I would do what I do. I would just do comedy and things like that.
Yeah?
And, yeah, and probably get a real job, make money, actually, but whatever. You know, but I don't want to get stuck there. And then the feeling of, like, well, is he serious about the fact that I'm going to be going back, and is he prepared to go back there with me?
Right, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then
there's a chance there for resentment, so you have to really think about it, because if you go back and, you know, you give up your career in L.A., you might resent that.
Well, that's the thing. I can't give it up. Like, I can't.
Yeah.
I'll go crazy.
Yeah.
I'll really go crazy.
Yeah.
But I guess what I'm saying, too, the bigger picture is it's just weird being... It's a very kind of solo walk.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
No.
No, you don't.
No, I don't. Solo walk. What do you mean?
It means you make a decision and you kind of have to go off faith in what you believe.
Right.
And you do it, and then it goes through times where you're like, damn, this is hard. Mm-hmm. This isn't really what I'm really, even though I still believe what I believe, I really don't want to keep forging down this path right now. But I know in the long run I do.
Right.
And there's a lot of things you kind of don't get to have.
Mm-hmm.
In that meantime.
Right.
And that's part of life.
Yeah,
but I mean,
sacrifice.
It's kind of a, there's not a lot of, you can't really, there's not a whole lot of people you could talk to. I mean, out here there are, but, you know, out here there's a lot
of... Well, that's a pretty, pretty wild revelation there, because you seem to be pretty firm in where you were, you know, recently.
Well, no, I mean, you know, that just, that stuff doesn't die. You don't decide, you don't grow up thinking you've got something. And, I mean, I'm from a little kid. I mean, I used to just... go in my room and sing till I was blue in the face. I would go. I mean, I was always in like some imaginary land.
Right.
And I know a lot of kids do make believe and they sing and they put on shows. But for me, it was like serious.
Yeah.
Like I was intense about it. And I would like always grow up and being in high school or junior high, and I'd ask the teacher to let me sing in front of the class, and they did. Like I was constantly wheeling and dealing, trying to get my stuff out there. And I'm not saying, and then it's morphed into different talents, you know, doing stand up and all this stuff. And it's one of these things that I just, it's so part of my blood type, mm-hmm. is what I'm saying, that I can't not be doing it. It doesn't mean I have to be huge and famous. It just means I need to be using those skills and talents and forging ahead and doing those things.
Right.
But it's also weird because, you know, when you fall in love with somebody and they have a whole different vision for their life.
Right, exactly.
Isn't that just so weird? Two people love each other, fall madly in love, but they both have different visions of what they want.
Right.
And or how they want it, I guess.
Yeah, because you fall in love with certain things and that, but, you know, I mean, if you each have his own plan, then, it could be difficult. And that's where you're at right now. You know,
yeah.
You're each pursuing what you want to pursue,
mm-hmm.
but it happens to be not together.
Yeah.
Yeah. You need to find a man. That's what you need.
I need to find a man. I don't want just any man.
No, I didn't say just any man.
And I meet men every day. I get hit on every day.
Yeah, but that's not what I mean. I mean, you need to find someone that you like, that you're comfortable with, that you're happy with.
No, but I met somebody that I'm so in love with.
No, I know, but he's not here, so what good is that? You know, yeah, I've met women on the other side of the world, so...
But the guys out here, generally, I'm telling you, like, you don't meet... Like, honestly, when you meet the real person, the real deal, and you know this about your wife because she's a lovely woman, when you meet the real thing, mm-hmm. everything pales in comparison. I mean, we live in an illusion. L.A. is an illusion. People are all walking around. We're all humans, but you meet people out here, and they don't show you who they are. They show you the hype.
Right.
This is what I'm told I can play. I play this age to this age. This is my look. This is my thing. And that's what they live in. They live in that illusion versus who they really are. And everybody just wants something from somebody. And it's not a place to meet people that you can have something with beyond superficial.
Yeah.
And I don't mean that even slightly. I mean that very, very, very intensely.
No, I know.
Yeah. So when I, you know, you... When
but
you're really
meeting guys at bars and stuff. I mean, that's
no.
Not the place
I've done. I've
for,
done. I've you know. I've met people through friends. I've met people through what I do.
And they're all like this.
They're all usually very talented, mm-hmm. interesting people, very cool people. That don't get me wrong. The fun level is high.
Right.
But when it comes to values, beliefs, when it comes to you know, priorities, not there.
No.
The heart stuff, not there.
Right.
Very self-centered.
Even people that move here from other places, right?
Well, yeah, because it's an epidemic. That's what people, everybody from everywhere else has a big vision and dream. They move here, and that's great. That's good. But then they become all about themselves in the mm-hmm. name of it's my business. So it's very narcissistic, mm-hmm. you know?
Right. You need to start going back to church and meeting guys there.
I hate church boys.
Oh, you really? Why?
Oh, don't make me go there. Unfortunately, and I don't mean this rude, I like, obviously I love men that love God. Like mm-hmm. that's a total.
That's a turn on.
It's a total turn on. Unfortunately, a lot of churches are very feminized.
Really?
Yeah. There's just a real feminization of churches. So a lot of dudes, in churches tend to be passive
mm-hmm.
and they tend to be real safe, nice guys.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And,
don't want safe.
Oh, come on. Look at me. Do you think it's going to work? No. And I respect them, and they're good people, and I got a good, and they're good friends to have, but I right. never meet the kind of guy that I'm attracted to in church.
Yeah.
But nonetheless, I mean, it makes sense, but yeah, church kind of caters to more of a feminine.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which is, I think it's evolving and changing. There's some changes going on, but that's part of it. It's a little bit wimpy. You know, it's kind of like the people hide out sometimes in the church.
Mm.
You know?
Well, maybe try like 12-step meetings or something, you know? There's a lot of cool people there.
That's funny.
They're not boring, I'm sure.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah. All right, we're going to take a short break. We'll be back right after this.
For the most entertaining talk anywhere, stay tuned to LA Talk Radio, your real talk station, your real 24 hours of commercial-free programming.
Sam and Kara in the morning.
Kara in the morning.
Right here on LA Talk Radio.
And we're back. You got on the phone during the break? Did someone call you or what?
Yeah, I was on the bathroom. I was in the bathroom and I took a
bathroom
phone call.
Bathroom break.
Have you ever done that? You've been in like a public restroom and you totally took a phone call.
I know, it's kind of gross. I did once, but I decided not anymore. Yeah.
That's nasty.
And since I only pee in the you know, I mean, you need your hands when you pee. So I don't know.
I guess
know
when
how
you're a dude, huh?
You gotta hold it. You gotta hold your appendage.
Your appendage is funny. That's funny.
Yeah. So I got some more fascinating facts today.
I want to hear it.
And this is called Fat and Fat-Free, okay? And it talks about burning calories and stuff.
Okay.
So the average caloric requirement for existing, like breathing, eating, and sleeping, is 1,000 to 1,500 per day.
Uh-huh.
So if we eat any more than that, obviously we need to work it out.
Okay.
Right? And 35% of American dieters blame candy for their failure to lose weight. 21% blame cheese.
What do you blame?
I don't blame anything. I blame just, you know, eating a lot of fattening things. I mean, you know, I eat popcorn with butter. I eat french fries. I don't eat very, very healthy. And although, you know, at home we eat a lot as well. So that's when I eat healthy and stuff.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it's also hard for me to say because I haven't really gained weight in a long time, you know.
Yeah,
but
you're not a big dude at all.
No, but I know if I let myself go, I would. You know, my secret is I don't eat much between meals. You know, I have two meals a day. I don't eat much between them, and that's it. You know, a couple chocolates here.
I think for some people, keep it simple. Like, if it's not broke, don't fix it. I mean, you know, I always think it's good to work out regardless of your size because it's healthy.
Right.
It makes you feel good. It battles depression. It makes you feel, you know, it looks good. It's great. It's all over. Just so good for you. But I mean, if you're not, I think sometimes the whole dieting thing gets too complicated, you know? I really do think
it does.
You just got to kind of eat till you're full and, or, you know, till you've had enough. And then, you know, make sure you get all the different types of foods in.
Yeah.
You're good.
The funny thing is I love cheese also, so I didn't realize it was that fattening. Cheese is pretty
fattening. Is, but I mean, again, cheese is not necessarily bad for you. The calcium, and if you don't overeat cheese, it's not that bad.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's protein in cheese.
Yeah, I would think it's healthy.
Cheese has protein. But I mean, the thing is you can look at, okay, I'm only going to eat based on what is good in there or what's bad in there.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of, like, avocados are very fattening. Peanut butter is very fattening, but it's a good kind of fat.
It is.
But you can't eat a lot of it.
Right.
You know, I mean, you can't eat too much of it. So it's one of these things where you're like, do you say, I'm never going to eat it because it's got fat in? Or do you go, oh, I'm just going to have 2 tablespoons of this or whatever.
I know. I can't get enough of avocado. I mean, I could eat so many at one time if
I
wanted to.
Do you love guacamole?
Not as much. You know, I like it solid.
Oh,
With salt and pepper, sometimes olive oil. Oh, my God.
Yeah, avocados
it's
are
really
good,
good,
aren't they?
Yeah.
Look at us, we're eating the fat thing. We're getting turned on by food. We're like,
I know, we're probably by the time, we're going to be starving by the time we're done with this.
That's funny. Like, okay.
Now, you'd have to walk 5 miles to burn off calories of a hot fudge sundae. 5 miles. So every time you have one, Kara, think about it real hard.
I run 5 miles, which is totally different.
Yeah, it is different.
Yeah.
But yeah, you definitely gotta do a lot of that to burn off all the fattening stuff we eat, you know.
Mhm.
Wow.
Whatever, this is depressing.
Hot fudge sundae, depressing.
I don't want to talk about food shit. Go to another category.
Yeah. Okay.
I already work out. I already do what I need to do. Next.
Check this out. A karaoke singing of "We Are the World" burns 20.7 calories. How the hell did they get that? I don't know.
That's weird.
Yeah, but look, I mean, this one makes sense. I mean, this one is very relevant. To lose 1 pound of fat, you need to walk at least 35 miles.
Okay, what's 3,500 calories is what you need to burn for 1 pound.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. So the way people burn calories are different. Like, walking is going to take you a lot longer, so it's different.
Obviously.
You know, you also got to consider if you're walking throughout your day, if you're going up any stairs, things like that.
Really?
It's just people make it a little harder than it is. You just have to, like, make sure you burn more than you consume.
Yeah. Yeah.
3,500 calories is 1 pound.
I know. What am I going to do? I mean, I want to start working out. I just can't get my ass off the chair to go do it. What am I going to do?
Thing is you got to mentally tell yourself, the hardest part of doing this is getting myself in my ass out of the chair.
Right.
But once
you got to show up.
But once you show up, whatever you do is irrelevant because you're going to build on that. So if you just show up and you just walk for 20 minutes.
You just got to do it, right? You just got to put on your clothes.
You're going to feel, the thing is this always happens to me, especially if I haven't worked out like in a week or so. Mm-hmm. I will get, it's so hard for me to get myself out there. But really, once I'm out there, it feels great.
Right,
when I'm done, it feels great.
Right.
But it's the getting the 50 sports bras on and finding my workout clothes and putting my gym shoes on and then like,
Yeah.
But then once I do it, once I'm out there, it just feels so good. I mean, you live in Southern California. You really couldn't be in a better spot to want to work out.
That's true.
But remember, just tell yourself the feeling you have of like, I don't really want to do this.
Yeah.
It's like a disease type feeling. It's something the more you give into it, the more it grows.
Right. Yeah.
You have to your body to get out of it. It's almost like a little slumber. Your body's in a slumber and you have to like shake it out.
Yeah, exactly. You know, and it's not good to think about it too much. You just do it.
Like, go home.
Just do it. Don't think, do I want to do it? Do I not want to do it? Just put on the clothes and get out of the house.
Yeah.
So it sounds easy, but yeah, at the same time, I have a lot of resistance.
I think it's mentally being prepared that there's going to be a period of time when you're doing it where your body's still getting warmed up and you're not going to be happy with it. You're going to be kind of like, oh, I'm irritable. I don't want to do this. But when you get going and your blood gets pumping and your heart gets beating and you're breathing deeper, your body's going to feel like, oh, this is so good for me. I've needed this.
Right. Yeah.
You know, your body's made to work. I mean, you give your body a really good workout where it's like it hurts,
mm-hmm.
and then your body feels clean afterwards.
Right,
it's almost like it cleans itself.
Yeah, I remember from the days I used to work out, I really loved it. You know, I loved the feeling. Mm-hmm. It was good pain, and you know, yeah, I enjoyed it. It gives you a lot of energy. I just can't get myself to do it now, and with the cigarettes and everything, it's really bad.
Yeah, you know? I think you should go home.
So, you know, if I start working out, I know I'm going to quit smoking because you can't be a smoker and work out at the same time.
Yeah, it's counterproductive, but that's really good to help you kick the habit.
Yeah.
Like, go to Fryman. Fryman's a great canyon right by your house.
Yeah, I wouldn't do hiking like that, you know.
Why?
It's too lazy. I would go to the gym, you know, lift weights, do some cardio.
No, just do it outside. You're going to love it. Because there's something you're going to get from being outside.
I'm not into running, though.
No, don't run. Yeah. Just do this hike. Just walk it.
That's not good enough. Are you kidding me? Yeah.
It's steep as hell. Believe me, if you did that thing once, that'd be more than you ever do.
Yeah.
And believe me, your little 30 minutes on the elliptical machine, mm-hmm. not a big deal. Like, go hike. Mm-hmm. Seriously, it's going to take you. If you did that hike, I usually do it twice, but if you did it just once, you'd feel really good. And it's visually stimulating because it's so pretty.
Yeah.
You get a lot out of
it. That's true.
And take Dina with you guys. Just get some bottles of water, pull up, and just...
Sounds like too much work to me.
No, it's easy. Does. But you know what? Anything worth anything takes work.
Yeah.
Think about your health. Don't even think about the way you look. Just think about how good it's for your health.
Yeah.
You're going to feel so good about it.
The hell with that. I'd rather look good than feel good.
Well, the cool thing is that they go hand in hand.
I'm kidding.
They go hand in hand. Like... So if you're taking care of your body from the inside out, you are going to look better, and you're going to feel better, and because you feel better, you're going to give off better vibes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to go work out now. Got myself all excited about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I do long runs, and sometimes I'm like, wow. Like, I haven't been keeping up with them, but when I have to mentally prepare myself for them.
Mm.
And I got to go, okay, I'm going to put my clothes on, wear the right clothes, and then I go, okay, this is going to be about a two-hour thing.
Mm.
By the time I get out there and get home, it's going to be about 2 hours with stopping and stretching and taking little walks in between because it's...
That's too long, Kira.
Well, no,
stay focused.
That's for me. That's a special type of workout.
Right.
But normally, if I do a 30-minute or 45-minute run, there's a mentality to it. I have to make sure my mentality matches up with my workout, and that way my expectations are right. If I just want to get through something and I do a bigger workout, then I'm going to be too tired too quickly, and I'm not going to finish it, or I'm going to feel irritated and pissed.
Right.
And there's tricks you can do. There's tricks. A friend of mine who's a trainer, he's like, get an iPod, put a certain playlist together of music that you only listen to when you work out, so your body has a memory response to it. So when you want to start listening to those songs, you don't listen to them. You go run, and then you play those songs. Or you go hike, or you go on a walk, or do your squats, or whatever it is you do, and you listen to that music. Also, picking out workout clothes that you like and that you feel good about that are easy and accessible to put on will help you. Get ready. There's all these little tricks you can do.
Yeah, it's all little tricks, you know, but I think the bottom line is you got to make a commitment. You got to tell yourself, okay, I'm going to do it, and I need to do it, and that's that. And I'm just waiting for the day when it's going to happen.
You can do it, Sam.
Yeah, I can do it. I just, you know, And, you know, and my body has a pretty good structure. If I just develop my muscles more, it would look really good, you know. I don't know. You know, you don't have that pressure when you're married, you know. You're not trying to impress anyone, you know. But it would be
Nice. But you know how turned on she's going to be when your, like, pecs are popping out and stuff?
She's already turned on enough.
Yeah, no. But when it gets more, she's going to be like, oh, my gosh. It does. It still has an effect.
And it's a good feeling, you know. It's a good feeling to
impress
your spouse. Feel like your body's inflated. No. Not to impress your spouse, to have big muscles.
Well, I know, but you're going to feel good about yourself. But even though you're used to the partner you're with and you guys already love each other, there's still that wow factor that you can get from them.
Yeah.
Well,
you know, I get that from her. That's really cool. You know? She always tells me how great I look.
Aw.
Yeah.
She's a good woman.
Pretty cool, huh?
She's a good woman to you, man.
And I tell her how much I love her all the time. And then, that gets me out of having to do housework.
Really?
Yeah, I don't do shit around the house. I'm so fucking lazy.
Really?
She does everything, you know, and I feel so bad.
You feel so bad as you let her back.
But I just try to keep everything clean. I mean, I'm not a messy person. I don't mess. You don't have to really pick up after me, you know.
Uh-huh.
Maybe the dishes, you know, I get too lazy putting them in the dishwasher. Yeah. I've grown lazy in my age. You know, it's sort of like I feel, you know what, I've earned it. I've worked hard for 50 years. Leave me alone now. Just let me veg.
So she does all the vacuuming, cleans the toilets.
Well, we have a maid, you know, but still, she works along with her when she cleans the house. And besides all the other days, you know, cooking, doing the laundry, things like that.
She's a good woman, you know, man.
Yeah, I'm very lucky.
She's a good woman. Keep her around.
Good woman. Good woman. All right. Well, we'll see. I'm going to go home and veg out once again and figure out what I'm going to do on the weekend.
Go on a walk. Go on a hike. Fryman Canyon.
Maybe we will. We'll see. But at least I should get closer to the beach. I haven't been to the beach yet this week.
Are you guys going to go hotel?
No, not this week. I mean, we just went to Vegas last week.
Well, I thought
week.
You said you wanted to do something this weekend like that.
No, I do. Well, yeah. I meant in general. That would be my kind of trip, rather than having to drive far.
Yeah.
You know, I would just choose. Okay, I see you're getting bored and tired. So.
Yeah, right.
Okay, we're going to wrap up. Everybody, thank you all for joining us. Great weekend. Don't forget tonight, Anne Rice on Tony Sweet's show at 6 o'clock. Don't miss it. She's going to be talking about her departure from Christianity. And that should be pretty, pretty interesting. So all of you, have a great weekend. We'll see you on Monday.
You have been listening to Sam and Kara in the Morning, which airs every weekday from 10 to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time and originates from the Los Angeles Talk Radio studios. For questions regarding the show or to learn more about sponsorship opportunities, please direct all correspondents to info@latalkradio.com. Sam and Kara in the Morning is a production of LA Talk Radio. We say what we want.